USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that it's not fair he's being impeached because he's doing nothing wrong. That as the full House prepared to vote next week on impeachment. Just after the House Judiciary Committee approved articles of impeachment on Friday, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler went to the microphones and made this brief statement.
The House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the President for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously.
Top presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway says one of their main goals is to
present witnesses and evidence, to challenge witnesses and evidence, to object, to actually present the case so that the president is fully exonerated and not removed.
The House is expected to approve articles of impeachment on Wednesday and then send the issue to the Senate, where a trial could begin in January. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
North Korea has announced another successful missile test. Asia expert Gordon Chang.
This appears to be the second test of an engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. There was one on December 7th and one yesterday. They are starting to make fast progress, and they're trying to put pressure on us so that there will be a deal relieving sanctions on them. I don't think that that's going to occur, especially not within the deadline they've given us of the end of the year. Things are going to get tense.
President Trump went to the Army-Navy football game at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. In the Army locker room, he spoke about a new rule that will allow athletes from the academy to play professional sports.
He said some of these guys could play in the NFL, you could play for the Yankees, you could play for the Mets, you could play basketball, you could play whatever, but you have to serve a long time. So what we're doing now is you'll go out and you'll make a fortune, and after you're all finished with your professional career, you'll go and you'll serve.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A well-known actor has passed away. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Actor Danny Aiello is known for supporting roles in many acclaimed movies since the 1970s. He died at a medical facility in New Jersey on Thursday night. In The Godfather Part II, he delivered the famous line, "Michael Corleone says, hello," before strangling a man. He also had a notable role in Moonstruck and one in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, for which he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor. But he didn't win. He said in a CBS interview 4 years ago he shouldn't have won.
Achieving the award, I said, if I got it, how good could it be?
You really believe that?
God's true.
Why?
Danny Aiello. Come on. Backed into acting, never studied a day in his life.
Danny Aiello was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An outbreak of the measles in Samoa has reached epic levels. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The Samoa measles outbreak has not slowed down, prompting their government to extend a state of emergency to December 29th. Over 5,100 measles cases have been reported since the outbreak, with 74 recorded in a recent 24-hour period and 72 measles-related deaths thus far. Only 31% of Samoans were vaccinated when the outbreak officially was declared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.